As we now have on the microphones live and in person, we have Ophelia. Hello, Ophelia.
Hi.
And we have Jasper. Hello, Jasper.
Hi.
So, let's start with Jasper. Where are you from?
I'm from Kidderminster.
You're from Kidderminister, yeah. Yes. That's a posh part of the Midlands, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, it's yeah. He's nodding. You said it wasn't that posh, but you were nodding. It's definitely posh.
Well, I'm not really that posh.
And Ophelia, are you from the same part of the world?
Yes, I am.
So, but you don't live there now, do you?
No, I live on the Isle of Wight.
Okay, so you've become even more posh because you've moved to the Isle of Wight, is that
true?
Yeah, that's true, okay. Jasper, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Christ the King.
Oh, the one up the road here?
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you like it there?
Yes, I do.
You do? And what's your favourite things?
Favourite subject is PE.
Really? I hated PE when I was at school. No, I'm pleased it's your favourite subject. That's great.
Well, I think my favourite thing to do in PE is basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. And, Ophelia, what's your favourite? Oh, you go to a different school, don't you?
Yeah, I go to St George's.
What, because you don't like your brother?
No, it's not because of that. It's because we have different needs.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I was just pulling your leg, that's fine. So, what do you do there? What sort of things do you like doing there?
I like science is my favourite one.
Science? Oh, now you're after my own heart. I'm a science and engineering type person.
Really?
Yeah. You like science. Why do you like science?
I just like experimenting.
Right. You haven't blown the school up yet then?
No.
Okay. Right, now, have you got any pets, either of you?
Yes, we've got a cat and a dog. Isla's a labradoodle.
A labradoodle?
Yeah.
What's a labradoodle?
It's, mixed between a labrador and a poodle.
Okay, yeah. Okay, makes sense. Go on.
Yeah. And Bailey is a Burman.
Burma, is it a cat you're talking about?
Yeah,
a Burmese,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
A Burmese cat. I'm not a cat. Kitty's looking very excited about the idea of a Burmese cat.
They're very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now you take either of them for walks?
Well, you wouldn't take a cat for a walk, would you?
No, you wouldn't. I was just being silly.
Well, actually, one day when I was coming here to the Riverside Centre, I saw a man walking his cat.
Mm.
I'm not lying. I actually...
I don't disbelieve you. There's actually a song, which I won't go into now, about someone who had a cat, named it Dog, and took it for a walk.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Walking My Cat Named Dog. It is a song. It does exist, I can promise you. And it's about a true story of someone who wasn't allowed to keep a dog in their apartment in America.
Yeah.
And they got a cat and called it Dog. So they were allowed to keep cats. Now, Ophelia, you like cooking, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you cook good stuff?
Yeah.
What do you cook?
Well, I have cooked carbonara.
Oh, yum. Ooh. Love carbonara. Are you good at it? Are you really good at it?
Yeah.
You cook as well, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you cook?
I sometimes cook Italian
food. Italian food?
Yeah. Oh. I made this focaccia, which is Italian bread.
Mm, lovely.
And Isla was a bit naughty.
Well, that's the dog.
Yeah. She ate half of a loaf.
Ate half a loaf?
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop her?
Because...
You weren't paying attention, were you?
No, we were out. We left her.
Oh, naughty dog.
Yeah. We should have probably kept her outside.
So, do either of you do cooking at school?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
At the moment, I'm doing street food.
Ooh. Street food?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh.
You don't know what street food is?
No. No. Tell us, because we need to know.
Well, it's food that you have on a street.
Oh, right. Yeah, it makes sense when you say it like that.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think he's pulling our leg, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you mean things like holding in your hand food?
Yes.
Ah, right. So sort of takeaway, but you have to eat it standing up. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So is there any specific food, any special one you'd like to do there?
Well, the last type of street food I did, I cooked sweet and sour chicken.
Sweet and sour chicken? Oh, yeah. Now it's my wife's listening, which I know she is. She does like a bit of sweet and sour.
She does.
Yeah. We might have to get you around to do some cooking for us, I think, at some point. So, we're going to have to take an advert break in a minute. So, I just popped up on Facebook saying, yum, give me some now. She's listening. He's radio jargon for some advertising. Now, what sort of music do you two like? Do you like the current stuff or do you like older stuff?
I don't really have a favourite artist, really.
Go on.
Mix Wings.
Mix. If I can find that, I'll put that on after the break, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, we'll take some Jess Glynn into the break, and if I find some Little Mix, we'll have that on the other side of it. How about that?
Yeah, good idea.
This is Vectis Radio. You're listening to The Saturday Show with me, Kelvin. We've got in the background there...
Kitty.
And who else we've got?
Ophelia.
And...
Jasper.
You see, they're still here. They look like they've been here forever. Now, Jasper, you were going to tell us a joke, weren't you?
Yeah.
Go on then. As long as it's not a rude one. We mustn't have rude jokes. I'm wagging my finger at you now.
Okay.
It's all right. I don't think it is going to be, because I know what it is. Go on.
What? Oh, sorry.
Sorry?
What type of bird is a cheetah hide and seek?
What type of bird is a cheetah at hide and seek?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Peking duck.
A Peking... Oh,
oh dear, that's like a Leon joke, that.
That's worse than a Leon joke.
You really are funny, Jasper. Yeah. Oh.
No, he's not. No, he really isn't.
Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. Okay, so now, we asked you loads of questions, and Kitty and I are here, so you could ask us questions if you want.
I haven't thought of my questions yet.
Okay.
If you have any other questions you want to ask me.
Any other questions that I want to ask you? Right. What do you think you're going to do when you get on a bit more in school? What subjects do you want to study?
Well, I definitely want to do maths.
Yeah, your mum and dad told me you're really good at maths.
Yeah.
Good. I'll get you to solve a quadratic equation for us in a bit. Maths on the radio got to work, isn't it?
And... I also really like geography.
Right, that's handy.
But I like history as well.
Well, you can combine all of those if you become an archaeologist or something.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And what about you, Ophelia? What sort of things do you think you're going to do as you go on in school?
Be a scientist.
You want to be a scientist? Any specific area of science or just general?
Chemistry,
right. Now, that's really interesting. That's a very, very important subject. So you're going to be sort of making things that go bubble and smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it might be down that path, yes. Yeah, we like that kind of thing. Do you want to ask me any questions or ask Kitty any questions?
How long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing this? Well, I've been doing this for... 4, 5, or 6 years, something like that now.
Wow.
I've never done anything like it before, but I'm okay at it. I enjoy doing it, so that's what counts. And Kitty started...
Last October,
yes. Just over a year ago she started. So, but she's now one of our top presenters.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
So would you like to be a radio presenter in your spare time?
Yes, actually I would.
That's good, because we're always looking for new people.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you never know.
I think I would like to do that as well.
Yeah, you would.
But I have been interested in being an accountant as
well. Being an accountant? Oh, well, yeah, we all need accountants. I use accountant myself, and it makes life a lot easier for those of us who aren't good at adding up money, which I'm not. That's excellent stuff. Now, we know you like Little Mix, and we know you like modern music, but you've got a broad taste in music, you two, haven't you? Because there was a lot of grooving to that jazz number going on just now, wasn't there?
There was.
Which, for people who are 14, I'm very impressed by, that you actually like that, you know, appreciate music for what it is and not because it's currently fashionable. I think that's very important. It's 23 minutes to 12, so now I didn't mention you early on, but we need to get to our advert breaks around 20 past and 22. So do you think, as it's 23 minutes to 12, do you think we ought to go for an advert break in a minute?
Yeah.
You think so? Otherwise I'm going to be in trouble, aren't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not so sure about that last bit. So we'll do that. We'll play you a song from the 60s, which I was going to say is before I was born, but it isn't. 1960s. From the Coasters. We'll come back with a bit of B.A. Robertson, and we'll I'll see if I can find some.